And welcome to Hasan Jaffer's radio show, It's All in the Stars. Welcome, it's the first time we're having this show, and we'll have it, of course, every Wednesday. We've got quite a few different computers here in Los Angeles, also in Houston, where our good friend Don is sitting, taking up monitoring all your calls. And we hope you're able to listen to the program and join us as we go along. You're welcome to give your date of birth, time of birth, and place of birth, and we'll analyze your chart. We'll also talk about the celebrities and talk about quite a few interesting things. So if you have any questions, of course, about astrology or about palmistry or any of these things, you can keep on doing that too. Okay, now, I'm also an astrologer. And if you go to, by the way, as far as the number is concerned, let me just give you the numbers. You call anywhere in North America, you call 1-888-268-4313. And if you're listening from outside the U.S., then you can call 1-281-419-7696. Again, in North America, it's 1-888-268-4313. And outside the U.S., from international, it's 1-281-419-7696. And as we go along, I'll tell you about all the different sun signs, what's happening to all the different sun signs, but I'll also try to take away some of the mystical halo around astrology, etc. also. Like, I've noticed that, many people talk about all kinds of things and part of death and the dragon's head and the moon's north node, and in the Indian system they talk about Rahu and Ketu. I mean, it's all nonsense, actually, you know. So you better be careful when you hear these type of things. And now, there are, as far as the signs are concerned, we'll talk about all the different elements, all the different fire signs, the earth signs, the air signs, and of course the water signs. And so we'll start with the fire signs first. The fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Now, these are the signs, of course, which are all full of enthusiasm, full of confidence, and they have these sudden bursts of energy. It's like a little candle which is always burning. And it's really interesting. I wrote an article about the 12 needs that we have. And each one of the astrological signs represent a certain need. Like the Aries, for example, is a need for action. Taurus is a need for stability. And by the way, if you feel like calling, you can interrupt me anytime. You can just call it.
We have a caller on the line. Whenever you hear that beep, they're on the line already with you within a few seconds. So you do have one on the line.
By the way, I just want to introduce this. This is Don, actually, and he likes to stay in the background, but he's the one who actually put all these things together. And I really want to thank Don from the bottom of my heart and doing a great, great service. And you know very little about him right now, but you will know a lot about him in the long run. Okay, if the caller wants to come in, it's fine, Don.
Hi, Hasan.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Hasan. My name is Pete. I'm calling from Lethbridge, Alberta. And first of all, I want to say that I got to meet you. I had the opportunity to meet you at the Stampede Grounds in Calgary a few months ago, and it was a great pleasure. And it's great to hear you on internet radio on bbsradio.com. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Peter. And one day I'm hoping to have you as my host. Actually, it was Peter's idea about It's All in the Stars. I must credit him for that also.
Well, the other thing, I've got to thank you, because I've had 2005 hasn't been a great year, but your readings have been excellent and have given me a lot of optimism, and otherwise I feel great about 2005 despite all that's happened. But you've got some predictions here for the future, and I know all your predictions of the past have come bang on. Have been bang on.
Thank you.
So I'm looking forward to the positive
really
one.
Goes to that master plan. It's such a fantastic plan. And it takes so little for us if we're just diligent and we're honest about our things rather than going into all kinds of tangents. And I try to stick to basics, like even in the planets and the aspects, there are so many of them that we just, instead of all the duals and progressions and all that, so then you really get a really good foundation. And sometimes, you know, John, when you're going through a difficult period, it's really important for us to understand the reasoning behind events, why it's happening. And sometimes these events actually lead us to a mission in life. Like in my case, I would never have been an astrologer had my mother been living. When I was born, 4 hours later, my mother passed away. And it was, of course, the biggest upheaval in our family's thing. But I always used to feel very special, that if God had to deny me something so precious as a mother's love, I must be somebody very special. So here I'm an engineer by profession, I'm a musician, I'm an artist, I do all kinds of things. But, astrology is my main mission in life. So quite often it does happen. And there's nothing like astrology that gives you the insight in these type of things. What's your date of birth, Peter?
January 2nd, 1957, in Guelph, Ontario, and it's 11:51 p.m. Now, what I'm asking about, Hassan, I met this great lady in the past year, and she was born in Red Deer, Alberta, March 23rd, 19...
In the last 3-4 months that you met her? Or?
Pardon me?
Was this after July, August that you met her?
It was, actually. It was in July, and it was after... Several things you had said in your reading had come true in terms of my home life, and after that I met this fantastic lady, and I'm just wondering, I'm pretty positive about the future here. Her date of birth is March 23rd, 1966 at 10:50 a.m. in Red Deer, Alberta.
Do you know the time by any chance?
10:50 a.m.
10:50 a.m. And where was she born?
A.m. in the morning.
10:50 p.m.
A.M. in the morning.
And where was she born?
Red Deer, Alberta.
Red Deer, that's right, yeah. Red Deer, Alberta. Okay.
And I know that there are family members of mine listening all across Canada here tonight on the Internet radio show.
Including
my mom in Peterborough, Ontario.
She's in Peterborough probably, yeah?
Yeah, she's listening
she's
on the Internet tonight.
Lady. I mean, she's a brilliant person, very, very intellectual, actually. And very deeply spiritual, actually. Now, in your friend's case, she has Mercury in the sign of Pisces, which is an extremely sensitive placement, and it's very, very close to Saturn. So having a close Saturn gives her some discipline also. Now, you have Mercury in the sign of Capricorn, and this is something, just for, because there are quite a few astrologers also listening, and just for them, whenever you look at, for example, Mercury is close to Saturn, now Saturn rules the sign of Capricorn, so it's a bit like Mercury in the sign of Capricorn. It makes the person much more, productive and practical and realistic. For example, Angelina Jolie has Venus close to Saturn, which is like Venus in Capricorn, which is what Brad Pitt is born with. We'll deal with that a little later on also. So she has a bit of a similarity to yourself in terms of, finishing what she starts. Although she's more versatile, and you're looking Capricorn, but it's very good for business matters. So she's very understanding, extremely understanding, and she has Moon in the sign of Aries, and yet she has Sun in all these Pisces planets. So she represents both the beginning and the end of the zodiac. On one side, she is extremely empathetic. She feels for people without saying a single word. In fact, if you have any problems, I would suggest that you hide from her a little bit, that you do not tell her everything, because she'll pick up on every little thing, and she'll blow it out of proportion in her mind. So, but there's a strong spiritual side, but she has Pluto touching off her Mercury right now. Now, you have Pluto touching off your Venus. So in love matters, the reason I was asking for July, like July, August, September, October, we had very, very lucky aspects from Jupiter. So whoever you met, that was supposed to be the right person for you. But at the same time, you're going through a complete reevaluation of your attitude towards love, marriage, relationships, everything. Because once in a lifetime, with that Pluto touching off that Venus, but it's slowly moving away, actually. But the relationship itself, in terms of communication, first of all, is fantastic. Your Mercury is exactly sextile each other, so communication is excellent. You don't have to say anything for her to understand what's going on. And her Venus exactly sextiles your Venus. I mean exact. They both are exact 17 degrees. So you're both very independent in love matters. She's going through a sort of a sad period, a bit of a confusing period in a person's life. It's very romantic, but it's a bit confusing, like once in 165 years with Neptune touching off her Venus. Just like Ashton Kutcher. I can never pronounce the name well. He's also going through the same aspect, and quite a few actors and actresses are going through that, but it's fantastic for creativity, for multimedia, for artistic things. If she does any of that, now she's like a healer, she's like in saving professions, she'd be fantastic. But she also
She's a nurse.
What does she do?
She's a registered nurse, and she actually works with the drug addicted and homeless.
Oh, which is perfect, yeah.
Yeah, so she nailed that too.
I see, excellent, yeah. Okay, Peter, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Hassan. Best of luck with the show, and hopefully we see you on commercial TV and radio in the future, too.
We will. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
By the way, I just want to say for Peter and for Skirtson, actually, from now until about next summer, he's got some very positive aspects, but there's a major delays also for you know, for the girlfriend. That she's going through a bit of a testing period, but the end of next year becomes much better. Now, we were talking about different signs, and as I said, Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, they represent the positive needs within us. And if you actually think about it, it's actually the cure for depression. The best cure for depression are these three signs. I guess we have a caller here. Hello.
Okay.
Hi, can you hear us?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, what is your name?
Melena.
And what's your date of birth, you know?
It's May 3rd, 1977.
1977. Okay, you have Merc. And do you know what time you were born?
My mother can't remember exactly, but I think it's 1:55 in the morning.
Oh, okay. You have a very nice combination of the nice yin and yang aspect in your chart. You're a very practical, very down-to-earth person. You can also be a bit bossy, a bit of a dictator, but in a positive way.
Oh.
You have very deep faith in God. That's one of the first things I noticed in your chart. You have Mercury in the sign of Taurus. It's like a very stable aspect. And then you also have this Aries side to you, which is very sporting, athletic. Like, did you ever climb mountains or anything like that? Did you want to do that?
I haven't climbed mountains, but I like to hike.
Oh, you like to hike. I see. Very similar, yeah. But you're very good at administrative skills. You have that Mercury Saturn theme, so administrative skills. And now, you are, throughout next year, you may feel a bit depressed because you're a bit anemic. You were born at new moon. I don't know if you know that or not.
No.
I mean, full moon. You were actually born at full moon. It's quite a romantic placement. But these people's lives, they're real up and down, like their career and the home changes are usually at exactly the same time. You are quite an obsessive person, but in a very positive way, though. Any questions you'd like to have? By the way, from now till about next summer, from now till next September, you've got one of the best aspects for philosophy, for learning, for even talking to the astrologer. In a foreign country, the Jupiter theme. It's a very lucky theme.
Oh, well, I do have a question in particular that I wanted to ask you about.
The people who used to get through, the lucky people, they had that Jupiter Mercury. You're getting exactly the same aspect.
Okay.
From now to next September, for learning, for philosophy, for religion, for any aspect of communication.
Uh-huh.
Even if you
what
want
about
to get
for
back
family
to
life?
And all that. How many children do you have? One or two?
Two.
You must have beautiful children. Both a boy and a girl, I suppose.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Well, you have that, and the daughter must be extremely beautiful. And actually, your son is also going to be. Who's? Let me just check one thing. Yeah, no wonder you'll be so busy. I was wondering, you know, that you're going to gym or something, but I think these children will keep you quite. I suppose they're quite young. Is that right? Is it
yes.
After 2 years or what?
Yes, they're babies.
That's it. That's exactly Jupiter setting up all your Mars and all that. They'll give you a lot of energy. That's why I can see why it shows you might become a bit more anemic or a bit tired that you might feel.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have extremely positive aspects for family reunions, and you have Jupiter touching off your moon for family reunions, buying or selling off property, which started about 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
goes on till next August. When was the last time you moved?
We moved last May, 2005.
I mean this May?
Yes.
I see. And you had a child after that?
A month before,
okay. You see, these are all Jupiter moon aspects, all the family reunion. You have an extremely lucky aspect, a very happy aspect. You know, actually, this is the thing I want to talk about to all our listeners, that here you have two completely opposite things happening. One absolutely drains people. It makes them anemic. Every 7 years, you go through this aspect. And, for example, we can actually pinpoint these times, these major seven-year periods in your chart. Like, for example, in 1992 and 93, then 99 and 2000, these are all major cycles. And now, again, you're coming to the same aspect till about next summer. I think you might be going back to work or something also, or doing something on the side, because you have to plan for the next 7 years. But at the same time, you have the luck element also, for travel, for family reunions, etc. So just make sure you pace yourself and take some iron, and
mm-hmm.
you do need your rest now.
Okay.
Because the people tend to age on this transit otherwise.
Uh-huh. And how about family life? As in, my husband has been working a lot lately, and I hardly get to see him anymore, and the children really miss him. Do you see any of that getting better in the new year?
Well, Well, it is definitely getting better, but you might have to live with it a little bit longer, you know, till about next summer, because you have both the positive and negative. You see, the thing is, you're supposed to feel a bit sad anyways. So this is a positive way of feeling sad, unless you watch some movies or something that can offset it. Because otherwise, what happens, see, when you have some sadness and this doesn't happen, something else happens. So I have a feeling that he might tend to procrastinate. I think he loves luxury and comfort, and he's got a very, really, because you do have that Venus in Aries. At some point, he must have been very athletic and sporting. And in fact, quite talented in that, was he?
Yes.
You should get him back in that, you know. But you'll have to initiate. You have to be a bit stronger than him, you know, because you tend to be a bit passive in this aspect. Like if somebody pushes you, you resist stronger rather than taking the lead. And I think you should do that, because your chart is fantastic with that Mars in the sign of Aries now. Question, we don't have enough time right now, so we'll give other people. But thank you very much for calling. Where are you calling
thank
from,
you.
By the way?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow, beautiful. Isn't that where Carter lives?
Sorry?
Carter, isn't he from there too?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I thought he was in Atlanta also. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your help.
It's a beautiful chart, so stable. I'm surrounded by people who have all these Taurus planets, you know? Because it's such a loyal to our placement. So these three things that I was saying as far as these needs are concerned, one of them is the Aries theme is the need for action. Something to do, something to be proud of. That's a Leo theme, where you get high on something. And philosophy and travel, that's the third theme, the Sagittarius theme. These are three things
okay.
that are depression. Okay, we have another call on the line. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Hassan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Congratulations on this new radio program you're having.
Thank you very much. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Bridge.
Okay. And where are you calling from, mate?
I'm calling from Saskatchewan.
Oh, great. How did you hear about this thing?
Well, I know your website, and I've seen you on some of the Indian stations.
Oh, I see, yes, the Vision TV and all that. I'm glad
that. And I've been very impressed with your conviction and some of the statements you've made.
Yeah, thank you very much, yeah. You know, there's a scientific truth and there's a divine truth. I'm lucky that I was born with this aspect, this ability to see this thing. But you always have to pay a price for it. You know, and my losing my mother, of course, gave me this deep sensitivity for people and wanting to understand the master program and all that, which I never, never doubted, of course, no. That certain things are best left in his hands. So, well, what's your date of birth?
It's December 28th, 1963.
Okay. Your chart, you have Mercury, Mars, and Sun in the sign of Capricorn, and Venus in the sign of Aquarius, okay. Your chart reminds me a bit of Brad Pitt, actually. He has that Mercury aspect, and like he has Venus in Aquarius. So you're very independent, and you almost like these women who have an eccentric, erratic type. You actually have a very wealthy chart, by the way. You have a Venus-Jupiter aspect, and you're drawn to foreigners, foreign people, foreign cultures. But you have very strong business ability, but there's a lot of struggle also in your chart. What I like about your chart is this deep wisdom theme that I was talking about, this divine truth that I was saying, you are born with that aspect.
Well, it was very strong when I was younger. It's kind of ebbed away now, but when I was younger, it was pretty well all I thought about.
Really? No, you're definitely born with that, you know, but don't become, you know, like, you know what you need? It's a bit of a lonely chart. You hardly have any water planets except that Neptune. I would really say, you know, people ask me, you know, when I tell them to go to the church or any place of worship, it's mainly because it brings the beggar and the king together, not because of the sermon as much. So you are quite alone, and you need to go there just because it brings a beggar and a king together, and it puts everything in the right perspective, and a certain energy you find there, like everybody's in a state of prayer. Like if you're watching a movie, you can watch the DVD at home, or you can watch it in the movie theater, and there you share everybody at the same time also, and also such a nice feeling. But in terms of business matters, your chart is excellent. What do you do, actually?
I've actually got a doctoral.
I see.
And in the sciences, but I've had to really struggle pretty well my entire life. So I'm just wondering if there's any kind of change.
It will only be if you create the change, because you tend to set yourself up for disappointments. You know, see the struggles you enjoy. You don't like obligations, and you see the same Mars in Capricorn, which a lot of athletes are born with, by the way, including Ben Johnson was born with that. Bobby Orr was born with that, and that Capricorn rules the kneecap. So you always have to be careful of dental things and kneecap problems. But the Capricorn part, Like, I know quite a few different, like Louis Pasteur was born of that. Kepler was born of that. And but the molecular pooja is the ability to understand that truth and to decode the master program. So you need to be in that aspect. But also, you're supposed to make money from wholesale as opposed to retail. You're not supposed to be working just normal work. You know, you're not supposed to be sort of delegating work to other people. I would suggest you should get on the internet also, have your own website, etc. And since we don't have too much time here, but because I don't know the time of birth, but maybe you can email me your date of birth and all that. I'd be interested in seeing, because you definitely have the ability to finish what you start. And
yes.
You have Jupiter touching off your Mars and Mercury right now, right till next summer, which is absolutely fantastic when it comes to you know, any other contractual matters, any career matters, etc. as well.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
I appreciate it, son.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
I have some really good people. I'm surrounded by some really good people. There's a very nice numerologist, actually, who might call us at a chance. His name is Marcus, actually. Really good friend of mine. I'll have him as a guest in one of the things. And he has Mercury in the sign of Aries. Now, I'm not too much into numerology, even though I like it, but it's not the same as astrology for me. But we were able to decode this because we have such nice energy between us. And I wrote this article on my website. It's astrotrends.net, astrotrends.net. On the website, you'll see it. And in that article, I wrote about numerology, that, you know, when they talk about number 11 and number 22, and I was able to decode it from the astrological point of view, because these are both supposed to be these master numbers. But 11 actually is an Aquarius number, which is ruled by Uranus, and 22 is a Piscean number ruled by Neptune. So the ancients, even though Uranus and Neptune wasn't even discovered, but the things they talk about these master numbers, like humanitarian and all these aspects and doing something for the masses, it exactly fits the Aquarius and Pisces theme. It's quite interesting, actually. And so we were talking about the cure for depression. There's something to do, something to be proud of, and philosophy and travel, which is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, these three themes. And each time when we talk to people, we'll come up with a different theme. And now, by the way, as far as the world is concerned, what's happening, I have one of the products that I have made. It's an 11 by 17 laminated thing that if you want to have, it takes you right to the year 2017. My husband Jaffer's world predictions till 2017. And there are quite a few interesting things we wrote about. Last summer, I wrote about major tsunamis triggered by underwater earthquakes. Now, many people have claimed to have said that, but none of them gave the reasoning. So I wrote because Uranus being the sign of Pisces every 84 years, and Uranus is upheaval, and Pisces is the sign of ocean. That's why we predict the major tsunamis, etc. They'll continue till 2010. We're not out of danger from then. However, on the positive side, Chopin was born with this aspect. Mozart was born with Uranus and Pisces. So a lot of musical geniuses are being born right now. Like the lady who called from Atlanta, her children, they definitely must be quite musical, actually. And since only like 1 or 2 years old, she said. So this theme is fantastic for the... And because Pisces is also the music, and that's for the innovations. And a lot of my predictions, by the way, were also made by just one person's chart, and that's Apple's Steve Jobs. And we have predicted in our Moon Magic last year that, you know, that he'll be, you know, the best innovations will come from Apple. And they did, of course, with this new iPod, the things also. So, and another thing which we have said about oil prices up this year, and but throughout, from now to about next summer, I think a lot of oil is going to be discovered, so I think it will come back to normal. And major peace treaties that I wrote in 1986, that's a Pluto going away from Sagittarius. So Sagittarius is a sign for religion. And it's interesting, when crusades were happening, same Pluto was in Sagittarius just like now. So it's really interesting, it has a strong aspect of that. In 86, I predicted there'd be mass communication from November of 1995. And from that time, and it will continue till November 2008. That's when we'll have the Palestinian state. We'll have the, I feel there's going to be international status to Jerusalem. And I know a lot of things do not seem that they may appear. Like in 1986, I wrote about stealth bomber being used in the Mideast. We haven't even seen what stealth bomber looked like, but just the name stealth and the color black. That's all we knew about it. That's all Pluto being the sun of Scorpio. So based on that, I made this prediction. Same thing as the crashes. You know, I was coming from New York to, from London to New York, I was flying, and And I just had this idea that Saturn was in the sign of Sagittarius. And I was trying to think what world event could happen. And I realized that Sagittarius is signed for gambling and stock market. And Saturn is a restriction. And any after embargoes and laws and curves and obstacles and regulations and shortages. And that, so when Saturn is in Sagittarius, so I wanted to see what happened in 1929. And sure enough, in 1929, in October, Saturn was in Sagittarius and the stock market crash happened. Same thing happened in 87, on Black Monday. And the next one, which is also in my 11 by 17, these predictions until 2017, you'll find out exactly. It's a really interesting one there, too. So if you want to order these things, so there are two Z products I would recommend. First of all, this 11 by 17, my world prediction till 2017, and because it gives you an idea of what's happening. There's a major, like a geological revolution starting from November of 2008. So the government will try to be centralized and like a world government, etc. They won't be successful in containing the internet, but they will try their best. And even artificial earthquakes. I do believe in Kashmir. I think this was triggered off by something which happened about 2-3 years ago in Afghanistan. There were thermobaric bombs that they dropped. And 1 week later, they had earthquakes in these places in Afghanistan, and they've never had that. So I think they have really shaken up these plates. And that's the reason. It's very, very close to it and in the Kashmir. So this will continue for some time, I do believe. But the major changes in the education system, in the judicial system, and also, of course, the religion, etc., where, the truth and all the religion, etc., coming together. What we're doing right now is like a philosophy of life. That's exactly what astrology is all about. But you know what I find interesting? That no two religions have similar followers. Everybody has different followers. But in astrology, the only one where Capricorn is the same Capricorn for everybody in the world, regardless of where you come from. So it's really interesting. And, of course, it brings you closer to God. It's interesting. Many people ask me, Hassan, you're a Muslim. You're not supposed to predict anything. But I tell them, for example, that even in the Bible, when it talks about Abraham's dream, that he had a dream that he was actually, sacrificing his son. Now, here he was blindfolded. He goes through the whole experience. And if I was Prophet Abraham's astrologer, if I said that, Prophet Abraham, you will sacrifice your son, I'd be 100% wrong. And also, and it didn't happen, besides just being blasphemous. Now, if I said that, Prophet Abraham, you will go through the experience of sacrificing your son, when it'll happen, and how long would it last? All three things, I'd be 100% correct. And that they, so what we can predict are three things. Even for a prophet, they're not immune to that. But your theme, what you're going through, your experiences, when it will happen, and how long will it last. All these three things are totally predestined. I wrote about Princess Diana in my Moon Magic, that she had to be careful of freak accidents, the head and spine, 45 days before it happened. I also wrote about Mother Teresa's generation having to be careful of heart. And they both passed away. But neither one of them did I say that they will pass it. Only God can say that, and we cannot at all. And it's not that we just we don't want to say it or anything like that. That's why I feel all this channeling and all that. There's a lot of nonsense going on. Some people have really strange charge, and they feel like a Messiah aspect. You see, we have no Messiah complex. God chooses prophets. Prophets do not choose God. It's the other way around. So God chooses. So if we are in a search for truth, we cannot be prophets at all. And it's just like a one-way street there. Anyway, so the themes are destined. So if you are supposed to feel sad, if you're supposed to cry, my computer can predict that when you'll feel like that. But even I cannot predict whether you're watching a beautiful, tragic movie and crying, or you're crying for self-pity. That's your free choice. So the another thing which I have, my ninth publication, is my Moon Magic. The latest one is the Moon Magic 2006. It takes you actually to the beginning of 2007. You can see from 1992 right to 2010 all the long-term aspects are happening, and you don't have to be an astrologer to understand it. It'll take you less than 5 minutes to become an astrologer yourself. You will see the Saturn transits, the 30-year cycle. You'll see the opportunities, the Jupiter cycle for the next 12 years. I mean, every 12 years it comes back. The Mars action cycle, or where there's strife in your chart, wherever there is love aspect in your chart, and also on a daily basis, wherever the moon is. You can even, I don't want to teach people how to beat the system, but it does show you how to get away with the math. Like whenever moon is in the 12th house, you'll always feel run down and tired. Whenever it's in the 9th house, you'll always be close to truth. whenever it's in the eighth house, you always make money. So these are some aspects of my moon. It's called Moon Magic 2006. And if you go to our website, astrotrends.net, astrotrends.net, and you can call in and you can go to the order form and just order from there. So two, three things I would suggest for you. One is a moon magic. It's only like a $20 thing, but it, as I said, makes you an instant astrologer. And you can see your timing. Every time moon's in the eighth house for about 3 days, every month you'll be into money. Guaranteed you'll see it all the time. But when it's in the 12th house, you'll always feel run down and tired. And we also have reports. Now, many people just buy these reports from states and sell them. We have bought some of the best reports, but every word is mine. It took me 6 months to write those 6,000 paragraphs that go in it, and we have quite a few different reports. The first one is all about yourself, all your life. It's called your in-depth personal analysis. The other one is for the next 12 months, what's happening and what's the best time to do what. So I don't write in a predict way that this will happen and might say that you're action prone. And if you don't do anything about it, something will happen. Because to offset a negative theme, you always have to use free choice. For negative things to happen, you have to do absolutely nothing. And it'll just happen. So to use your free choice, I mean, for positive things, you also have to use it. And we also have a compatibility report. And in our next Wednesday, we'll talk about that more, about the compatibility. It's a fantastic report also. It really compares all your charts with your wife, with your spouse, whatever. And I haven't done for the same-sex thing yet, by the way. It's a thing a lot of people call me, but I'm sorry. I'm a little old-fashioned maybe in this aspect. It's like they should call it something else. Maybe they should call it partnership or something. No, don't disgust me. I think, you know, the only way God has given us the ability to immortalize our relationship is by having a child also. And besides this thing, by the way, so astrotrends.net, you can go there. You can visit our thing. We also have a newsletter. And we have two, three different newsletters. And if you want to subscribe to a newsletter, there's a free version that I'm having, actually, where we'll have the world events. We'll discuss all the different charts. And talking about charts, let me just speak to, because some people have sent me some emails before and asked me about, like Katie Holmes. And I didn't have her chart, but I just got her chart, actually. You know, Katie Holmes of Tom Cruise. And she does have a beautiful chart, I must say. She's a Sagittarius. And has Mercury in the sign of Sagittarius, so in terms of communication, she and Tom Cruise will get along really well. She has more of a force of conviction. He has Mercury in Gemini, square to Pluto, which is what Jean-Paul Sartre was born with. In existentialism, you find that. So when you tend to sort of violate the divine truth, that's Mercury-Pluto aspect in a negative way. But kind of born with a positive one. Nicole Kidman is born with a very positive aspect between Mercury and Pluto, similar to Princess Diana also. But in Katie's case, so there's a certain philosophical side to her. She has Venus in the sign of Scorpio, which is a totally like a one-man woman. And I don't mean one on Monday, one on Tuesday, one on Thursday. She has Venus very close to Uranus, which does indicate some sudden breakups and all that. I do not know much about her, but from a chart, it's a very intense, deep chart. And emotionally, she's a very, very intense person. However, Tom Cruise has Venus in the sign of Leo, exactly like Nicole Kidman. Now, this placement, of course, he needs to go out and he needs to. So it's more of a showy placement as opposed to in her case. And there's a bit of a difference when it comes to love matters. But in her case, she could never be happy without a child. That's why having a child was the most important thing for her, of course. And once she has that, I think it would be much easier for her. And who else do we have? We have Katie Holmes. We have Angelina Jolie. A lot of people ask us about her. Now, Brad Pitt is also Sagittarius, actually. And he has Venus in the sign of Capricorn. Now, interestingly, he and Katie Holmes would have been a perfect combination. Absolutely perfect. Because she has a nurturing aspect about her. And he has like Venus in Capricorn like Elvis Presley. And it's very difficult for these people to show their emotions. And they love the mahogany furniture. The status part becomes important. But together, it's a very nurturing combination. Now, Angelina Jolie, she has she's a Gemini, you know, and Mercury also in the sign of Gemini, just like Tom Cruise. He has Mercury in Gemini, very intellectual type. However, she has Venus in the sign of Cancer, which is normally a very mothering placement, but she's got some very difficult aspects in her chart. She has Saturn, Moon, and Pluto, Uranus, etc., part of a T-square. This is a very, very difficult aspect. And also the Mars-Moon aspect, the temper, the flying of the handle, the authority conflicts, the Mars-Saturn, Saturn represents the father. Not only does it say the father has to be careful of head injuries, as well as heart, and but it also indicates, you know, the fact that she will set herself up for disappointments and even unhappiness in the family. She has a Saturn-Moon aspect. Now, it indicates when people are a bit anemic. They're also born with that, but she doesn't even talk to her own father. Now, that's something which is difficult for me to understand, you know, when people do not talk to their mothers or fathers, because without them, they wouldn't even be here in this world. And so the Saturn, so there are certain unhappiness aspects. So on one side, she's very fertile, very, you know, like a motherly aspect, and nurturing. That's Venus in Cancer. And she does a lot of work with adopted children, etc., and the United Nations. However, the Saturn being close to Venus, that is what blocks this aspect a lot. And also, Venus being close to Saturn is very much like Brad Pitt, so it's difficult for her to show emotions. But together, they definitely, she sort of grudgingly admires him. She's also reconciling with the father through him, almost, because she needs a father figure. She needs somebody who's older. Now, I was looking at Jennifer Aniston's chart. Now, her chart definitely is not a family-oriented chart. In fact, she has Mars-Neptune conjunction. By the way, one thing I forgot to mention, that the gentleman was called before, born in 1963. Those who are born in the 60s, everybody who was born in the 1960s, they had this Mars-Neptune aspect, which is a bit of a nightmare theme. Princess Diana was going through that, and she was born with that also. JFK Jr. was going through that when he passed away, same as Princess Diana. Also Marilyn Monroe, and all mysterious circumstances. It's a very strange aspect. Now, Jennifer Aniston is born with that. And that Mars-Neptune is an obsessive theme. Drug addicts are born with this aspect. In fact, I'm born with it also. Yeah, I've never taken a drop of alcohol in my life because I have absolutely no idea what beer tastes like, what champagne tastes like, but everything that I do is an absolute obsession. So, again, your free choice is what you do with the obsession. And so in her case, she's born with the Mars-Neptune aspect, so when she can really make a fool of herself by getting drunk in public and all that, it's quite true about her. And she's more of a party person. She's not a private person like Angelina Jolie. Like, Angelina can do a lot of crazy things, but it's more of a publicity, I do believe, because she has capacity to become much more hurt, much more than Jennifer Aniston. So Jennifer Aniston has Venus and Sun of Aries, like Marilyn Monroe, and it's also close to Saturn. That's why she was also drawn to Brad Pitt. It's interesting, they both have Venus Saturn aspect, and they all have this disappointment aspect in the chart. Okay, we have somebody online. Hi.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, what is your date of birth? How do you like the show, by the way?
It's very good.
It's the first time you're on it, so, but every Wednesday we'll slowly, as I start understanding you all, it's like a family. See, I have more than like 12,000 clients around the world, and everyone becomes like a family member. And all astrologers are like that, you know. And the good astrology is that you're dealing with something tangible, and you keep on, and if you really stick to the truth, you keep on learning more and more on that. What's your date of birth?
11th December.
9th of December?
11th.
11th December. Okay. 19. Okay, 11th December. Your chart actually is very, very much like Katie Holmes. You know, the one we were discussing before. Very intense, very emotional. Your children probably think you're controlling, but I don't think you are. Actually, you probably are. You're very philosophical, very much into mass communication, a totally one-man woman. But you have a Moon Neptune aspect in your chart, I think. You know, I'm just wondering, was there some... You sound very philosophical type, and you must be quite deeply religious, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But in terms of emotions, etc., I think you can be quite... You're very possessive. And I think you're the type of person who will say that, for example, it's like, don't touch me, and every cell of your body needs to be hugged. You must have very few but very deep friends. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
So, and you know, I would say that you're like a real, you know, good friend to have. It's like a friend in need, as they say, in the long run. This year, you've got Jupiter, I would think, touching off your sun sign from now till about next summer. Actually, till about next July, August. It's fantastic for travel, for philosophical places abroad, and family reunions, any of these things. So it's a very, very positive year, and you're very steadily, you'll achieve in your career as well. both aspects.
What about my health? I'm a bit concerned about my health.
Your health. You know, the first thing you need is you have a very, very active nervous system. You need very good sleep. That's the first thing. Other thing which I would say is that you need to drink lots of water. You know, I think you have, because I sense a tension in your voice also, as if you're constantly just working. Everything's like a project.
Mm-hmm.
Have some fun. Now, family reunions, those would be excellent also. But you need to actually, I wonder if you could just, you know, when you take a bubble bath, like 20 minutes soaking, but you probably don't do that, right?
No, I don't.
You really need to do that, you know. By the way, you were born on the 11th. And the market just pointed out to me, you know, that I'd forgotten that that is that master number I was talking about before. But 11th is a very important number. People who are very humanitarian type who want to do around the world, that is your mission in life, by the way. If you want to do something for the community, for work for other people, that part is your thing. Unfortunately, sometimes you might even feel that your own children, sometimes you might have these upsets or hurt, mainly because, and you'll even set yourself up for it, because your real mission is to help the masses. And so make sure you keep doing that aspect. Your father must have been extremely ethical and very strict but fair person.
Yes, he was.
Like a real master craftsman, I would imagine.
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of work did he do?
I work as a desktop publisher, graphic design artist.
Oh, I see. So you do have the artistic side. So was your father also artistic or what?
He was an artist.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thanks a lot, Hassan. Thank you.
And until about next summer, as I said, till next September, you have excellent assets. Please do give yourself more rest. Have more fun. Start smiling more. You know, in Islam, we consider it a form of charity. This is smiling after aspect. But you do need more physical rest, more sleep, actually. I don't think you sleep enough. You're constantly on the go. You need that mental relaxation.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And Marcus also tells me that that you might have to be careful of stomach area as well. You know, it's interesting. You've got two for the price of one here. Astrologist, got a numerologist here. Well, the top numerologist also, Marcus. I'm going to have it all said. It'd be really interesting. Anyways, so we were talking about Jennifer Aniston before. Now, she went through the last 2.5 years were very difficult for her and Brad Pitt. In fact, anyone who has some... But Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn planets, they all went through difficult periods, including Angelina Jolie, by the way. But now, till about next summer, till about September, they're all getting some fantastic aspects.
Hello.
And the signs of Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, and Aquarius are getting this, you know, they all were called fixed signs. So they can have a lot of delays. But it's like a brand new cycle. It's like a major new 7-year cycle starting, actually, with them. Right after the show, I have to do another show, actually, on the internet. It's on the X-Zone, actually, xzoneradio.com. But this one is every Wednesday, and this is the one that I really like because it's our own show, and we'll have some hosts also from time to time. And while I'm looking at it, so I don't have to just keep talking myself, we'll have other people also. We'll have some music in between also because it's the first show, and we're trying to get a handle on the things. And my newsletters will be going out to everyone, and if you actually want to subscribe to a newsletter, even just a free thing, just send me drop me an email. We'll add your name to it, and world events, and about yourself, about your chart, about your professions, compatibility, all kinds of things will help you in that. Yeah. And about the world events, as I said, the major peace treaties, by November of 2008, although this year, by October,
no.
I predicted also there'll be major peace treaties, but the peace around the world would be by November 2008. That's when U.S. will be out of Iraq and all these assets will be done. But
Hassan?
Yes.
We put someone online whenever I guess, and I'm sorry I may not have explained this. You're doing a wonderful job, but whenever that bell beeps.
I didn't hear that. Actually.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, there's someone online with you. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Turi. Thank you for your genius
and
your kindness.
This is not Dr. Turi. I think he's next. This is Hassan. This is Hassan Jaffer. What's your date of birth?
10/3/48 at 12:30 p.m. And
sorry,
I wanted
October,
to ask something.
October 3rd, 19.
48. I wanted to ask something specifically, please.
Sure. And what time were you born?
12:30 p.m.
And where were you born, by the way?
Cumberland, Maryland. C-U-M-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, Maryland.
Okay. You are, by the way, you are a very, very intense person, very dedicated. In fact, many dictators were born with that. Trudeau was born with that. Shah of Iran was born with that. You have Mercury in the sign of Scorpio, even though you're a Libra. John Lennon was like that also. He was also a Libra with Mercury in the sign of Scorpio. Now, you have, also you have Venus in the sign of Leo, aspect to Jupiter, which is quite a wealthy aspect, actually. Many actresses and all are born with that, too. But you also have Venus very close to Saturn. Now, this makes it difficult in relationships, and also when you're drawn to older men. And but having Saturn in Virgo, first of all, your father must have been extremely ethical also, like the lady who had called before. But you have to be careful of trace minerals, like you're in the assimilation of trace minerals. Actually, let me ask you your question first. What was your question?
Yes, it's regarding financial stability and stability in my life and a husband.
I see. Well, I see Jupiter touching off your Mercury from now right till about next September continuously. So you do have a certain luck element, but you also have a lot of delays. But you do tend to be like that. You see, like next summer, what I'd be very careful of for about 1 year, any health aspects, because Saturn is touching off your Mars. And so any urogenital area-related problems, any kidney area, and you always need to be very, very careful of that. Last 2.5 years, it was showing when you feel a bit depressed, when you feel run down and tired, that part is going away. But the planets are moving up, so you will become more and more involved with the public. You won't be keeping on such a low profile. But you do have very strong luck elements right till about next summer continuously. And by the way, I would be careful of the number 8. I would not recommend that for you. In fact, one of the things I would suggest in the hand that you write with, in the little finger, you should wear the garnet ring, almost the color blood. It offsets that Mercury and Scorpio theme. Very dedicated. You know, you must be fantastic, even in psychology and understanding people and counseling, guiding, helping people.
Yes, I do legal to help people, pro bono and domestic violence.
That's a healer, exactly.
Also.
The crisis part that is showing up in your chart, you're a very peace-loving person, but you also have this the Scorpio side where you're constantly involved with that aspect. But I'd be a bit careful next summer of dangerous aspect. And also, do not invite that. You are a bit not careless about it, but you know, you're very close to truth. And like even though you're stubborn, but it's very predictable, very tenacious aspect. Like once you're a friend, it's a friend for life. So if you praise someone, if you feel somebody is good, they must be really good. But that Saturn touching off that Mars next summer for about 1 year, you might have to be extra careful.
Again,
and,
this is going to happen again. The violence is coming back in.
Well, the thing is, you know, when you don't realize that it's happening, so you'll have to be careful. But you do have Jupiter touching off your Mars. That'll protect you a lot. But from now to next summer, just the fact that you are talking to an astrologer who's a Sagittarius, and I feel that Saturn is also a Sagittarius. No, he's not, actually. But the Jupiter theme is a Sagittarius. It's a luck aspect. In fact, right after you speak to this astrologer, the Sagittarius astrologer, your luck is supposed to begin. It doesn't mean I'm creating it or something. There are certain markers in our career. If you speak to somebody who's a foreigner from different country, different land, etc. But send me an email at Stargaze, Stargaze,
yes,
at astrotrends.net.
At astrotrends.net.
TRENDS.net.
Yes.
Because you're a very private person, and I feel a bit difficult because the whole world is listening when we are doing this radio show. So
yes,
few,
I understand. Is there anything you can say publicly regarding a man coming into my life at all?
Well, October and November were supposed to be very good for you for meeting the right person. But you need somebody who you can really feel proud of, somebody who stands up in a crowd or in a uniform profession, for example. You are not drawn to just normal type of men. So the criteria for that would be the person has, and next summer is fantastic. Next July, August, September, and October is excellent.
Okay.
I would really focus on trade courses, professional courses, counseling, guiding, getting a website together. But you need a team. You're not really a team player, you know, that you need to, you have too much control yourself.
Yes.
Another thing which I would suggest, honestly, is that you really need to go to a place of worship. As I said, because it brings the beggar and the king together. It's really important because you're alone in your search for truth. Your chart reminds me of St. Augustine, who also had Mercury and Scorpio like you, and he had actually left the church because he thought they were being hypocrites. But then later on, he never left the cause of Christ, and he was sainted, etc. You have a similar thing. So from now to next summer is excellent for all of that, even
thank
writing.
You.
And okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye then. Okay, we have approximately 5 minutes left. And just to wrap up some of the things, you have my website, of course. It's astrotrends.net, astrotrends.net. to really understand life, for example, or to, avoid any pitfalls in life, first of all, you really need to understand yourself, what your basic themes are. And even what kind of childhood you had. If you had a sad childhood, it's fantastic for becoming a healer in life, when you're able to save other people. And if you have a lot of physical energy, for example, you need some physical sports. You need some outlets for it. Otherwise, it becomes a violent aspect. So all these themes, I have tried to put it in my report. Probably the report is about 10% of my potential, but it did take me about like 6 months to write those 6,000 paragraphs that go in it. And so it's a very, it's only like a 30-page thing. So if you go to my website, you'll see it. I'll just give us a call, by the way. I'll give you my telephone number. It's area code 416-497-9000. That's 416-497-9000. So next time we will talk about other signs. Actually, so as I said, Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, and Aquarius are the ones who are also going through some major seven-year period. They're getting some good aspects from Jupiter, but at the same time, that Saturn thing will pull them down. So do not worry about that. Just if you're having some delays, maybe it's a test of your organizing skills. I hired one of the most inefficient secretaries on the same transit, which made me very efficient. And I had to develop all kinds of databases to compensate for that, as well, Paul saying it. Physically, emotionally, by the way, it's interesting. I was reading about, this book of Leonardo da Vinci, who was a Taurus with Mercury in the sign of Aries. Now, the Aries side was very impatient, very impulsive. He has Sagittarius rising, which is also my rising sign. And it makes a person more philosophical, more broad-minded, and always a thirst for knowledge, but they also get bored easily. They need the challenge, they need to see the results right away. And he used to drive people crazy, and that he never used to finish anything. But it took him like 4.5 years to paint Mona Lisa. But his Mercury being in the sign of Aries, just like Einstein and Shakespeare. And when you get to the bottom of things really fast, that's that Aries thing. We only have about 2-3 minutes left if you have any questions. And if you're not able to get to this show, you'll have, of course, next week. Every Wednesday, it's 9 to 10 Central Standard Time and 10 to 11 on Eastern Standard Time. And you can hear our show. And remember the number, you have the number also right on the bbsradio.com. And if you just want to write an email to me and about any questions or any other thing, it's stargaze, stargaze, at astrotrends.net, astrotrends.net. Now, anything which is divine origin is always a result of the most sublime harmony that we can imagine. It's not like a random chaos or anything. And astrology, even palmistry, these are all divine sciences. In fact, astrology was a parent to all the different sciences, including chemistry, physics, algebra, mathematics, psychology, medicine. Like all these things were started by these astrologers. And of course, certain answers we are seeking for as we go along every Wednesday. I mean, we have very little time, of course. I mean, 1 hour is not enough for that, but we'll slowly get into that. And I hope you keep coming back to us. And I wish you all the best. And it's been a pleasure being with you. Until next time, this is your astrologer, Hasan Jaffer, wishing you all the best.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blog and service.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.